Brilliant.
So coming in at number 14 is the wonderful Meat Beaters, who have already appeared on the charts at number 29. And it's Good Afternoon, Ock. How you going? Hello. Uh-oh. Hang on a second. Hey, Ock.
Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Can I tell about yourself?
Yeah, all right, all right. Well, number 14, well done.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And the good old... So this is for the Broken Man 7-inch.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you following, I don't know, what I assume is something that you love, a 7-inch single. You'd be a man with a penchant for 7 inches, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Depends on the day, I guess.
But no, excellent. It's so tell us, the 7-inch, now it's not self-released, it's not come out on an Australian label, but you've got some United Kingdom label behind this, is that
right? No, France.
Oh, France. Well, that's just across the river, I believe. It's close to England. So, France, how did that all come about?
The guy in France, he releases all the Cosmic Psycho stuff over there. I think they might have put a good word in for us. And he asked us to do... he released our first two albums, re-released them in Europe. Then he asked us if we wanted to do a 7-inch. So we did that, and he put it out.
Oh, and the rest is history. Now you're number 14.
It's great.
Easy as that.
Yep.
How has the past year been for Meat Beaters? You've been one of those few bands that we've seen playing gigs.
Yeah, we still get out and play. We've probably played in Adelaide, I don't know, a dozen times maybe throughout the year.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks like looks like your spiritual home has become the Cumbie down at Glanville. they do have a great beer garden, which I think is getting utilised a lot more for gigs, which is fantastic. You know, it's good to see venues in Adelaide thinking outside the square. But why do you guys love the Cumbie so much?
I live across the road.
Oh, perfect. Yep.
That's a perfect answer.
That's why. I live across the road. And
it's your local.
It's a local. People love going there. It's a front bar. You know, it's a fantastic place.
And they like putting on gigs.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah. That's another battle, isn't it?
Not really. You'll probably find every pub in Adelaide would have bands if people want to go down and have a chat to them and put your own shows on. Mm. Don't wait for them anything to come to you.
Well, there is advice that I think every band who has been on the Top 101 today needs to.
Don't take my advice.
Yeah, but you're at number 14.
You're at 14.
Yeah,
that's right.
How long have the Meat Beaters been, not waiting for other people to do their thing? They're doing it themselves.
Oh, we've always funded ourselves from day one. We've been around for 21 years now. So.
Yep.
So we've always just done it ourselves.
Excellent.
I think that's the message for the day.
That is the message for the day. Yeah, yeah. What are we looking forward to for Meat Beaters in 2022, Ock?
A new 7-inch coming out in next month.
Right.
I think. Yeah, that's a split 7-inch with a band from Geelong called Sacramento Sweaters. And when it comes out, even if you don't like us, buy it for the artwork. The artwork's fantastic. Grab it, throw the record out the window, and then put the artwork up on your wall.
On your wall, that's it. And that's the difference between having a physical copy of something and just being able to download it on your computer, eh? You can't stick your computer on the wall.
Yeah.
Well, you could, but yeah. So, Ock, let's give Broken Man a crack, and congratulations on number 14. It's
thank you very much. Much appreciated.
We look forward to blasting more meat beaters over the next year.
Yeah. Yes. Excellent.
Awesome. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thanks. See you, guys.